Hello, I'm Kate, and this is my podcast. I'm a practicing witch and psychic vampire, and I wanted to chat about stuff. I've done the whole write books and paint thing, and was looking for something new to create. I deal with duality, and the concept that focusing your will and mind and body for a certain time and a certain space, with a certain manner and attitude, you can push the material world to your will. There are many, many methods to this, and I will try and cover all I know, for it's been an interest of mine for decades. I've got a lot of areas to cover, including sex and blood magic, standing stones, places within and without of power, curses and runic magic. Coming up with topics to talk about on this is not my problem. Trying to put them into a coherent stream of usable data is. Right now, I work in a camp shop in Cornwall. Living in a lovely big caravan with my partner and my cat. You'll probably get to know my cat fairly well, as he's my fur baby, and he brings in his kill for me in the mornings. This morning there was a nice big rabbit. Cat life keeps me grounded and the real, and customer services keeps me well aware of the normal things in life. Though I do have a very varied career path that's shown me many levels of the English society that I was born into. So, little bit about me. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, so that means I got a degree. I've been a practicing acupuncturist for over 25 years now, so yeah, I've done all the therapists, from the nutritional, the diets, to the counselling. I was cabin crew nearly 100 years ago now. Yeah, I was, 21? For a charter flight company that went bust and made us all redundant. I was dealing with the 18 to 30 clubbers to Ibiza, drunken football supporters, being a dental nurse, a massage therapist. There isn't much I can't handle with the customer area. So this is me, just spouting my stuff. Now, this is Dandelion and Dragons musing. So it's my dandelions musing, because dandelions is kind of like the light and fluffy side. It's a kind of a bitter herb, but it's got a very, let's say, it flushes through things. So I like to talk over things and I like to mull it over. Now, I don't say I've got all the answers. I may not even have any of the answers. But the dragon side of things is the side I understand better. The dragons is the darkness, the shadow. You can't really master your dragon. You have to surrender to it. You have to sort of create with it. You have to ride with it. And sometimes it rides you, and sometimes you ride it, and it's not right. And sometimes you fall off and crash and burn. So with the dragon is chaos energy, and the dandelion is order. So it's back with my duality theme. I like light and darkness. You cannot have one without the other. If you invoke love and light and sending it all to out the world, guess what? You're also sending your shadow. You're also sending your indifference, your anger, your grief, your frustration. So when I see light workers and their angel magic and things like that, it worries me a lot, because if you're not dealing with your shadow, if you are not dealing with the chaos in your life, if you're not dealing with the blood, the sweat, the tears, the sacrifice, then you are not in balance. So what you are sending out to the world is imbalance. And no healer can work on that level. Now, it took me a long time to learn this, and I'm not judging in any way, shape, or form. Crumbs, I'm in no condition to judge. But I would like to teach better. I would like to show the shadow. I'd like to help you deal with your shadow, to surrender it and master it. It is a very, very contradictory thing, and it's something you have to deal with, like many, many different concepts, and it's holding two concepts in your mind at the same time that contradict each other. It's kind of like patting your head and rubbing your tummy. It takes some practice, and I don't always get it right, but I'm in a position now where I feel I can talk about it a bit better. So that's going to be my podcast. That's going to be where I'm coming from. Now I've got to master the technology, and I hope you'll be patient with me. I'm recording in a caravan, so there will be background noise. I love my caravan, but it's got people all the way around it, so there may be background noises, the wind, the rain. That'll all be there as well. I'm hoping you'll be patient with me until I find my feet with this. Okay, so I will be back with my next one.